Hey guys, it's Zelda and welcome to Zelda Rants. It's been a hot minute since the last time I recorded anything. Today's Friday, like the 10th, I believe. Yeah, it is the 10th. Sorry, my phone is also my mic and it is sliding all over the place. Well, welcome back. This isn't like a regular rant. It's more of a focused rant. I kind of want to start taking the whole podcasting thing more seriously. So the whole Zelda rants thing might be like revamped into a whole new creation, which might not even upload through this one that I'm uploading now. I'll just do like a whole new thing. My friend supposedly is going to help me. I don't want to say he's unreliable, but we hardly ever have contact with each other. We live on separate sides of town and such. And I know you can record that way as well, but it's so much easier when you're able to flesh out things together and just be part of an entire thing. But, so right now, so far, he's someone I have on board, so it's not just going to be a whole Zelda Rants podcast. So also the name will probably change. The content will also more than likely change. Less blabby me and less awkward, nervous laughs and silences and ums. But yeah, mostly I say so much because since I'm literally just ranting about something in general, I try to think of the word to say. No, I'm not five. I'm not trying to think of the word to say. Just try to like best get it out there, I guess, in the best way possible. The new podcast, I wanted to make it a little bit more funnier, more nerd stuff. Like if Dynamic Banter had a baby with new rock stars is what I want my new podcast to be, except not video, not visual or whatever. I wanna start doing this soon. I wanna try to get my friend over here to start recording maybe next week. See if we can get anything usable before we start really trying to mold this and give you guys a good quality, decent product that we can also start to branch out and really, you know, get people on board. You know, right now I'm just ranting. I literally rant to my Twitter followers. I think like 12 people watched my previous one. listened to my previous podcast. I'm twice as entertaining, if you really want to know, with a friend. So I think everybody is, right? Like you guys get to play off each other and he's my best friend, so there's jokes. I just want to take it in a new direction. The old rants were mostly because I like to talk about a lot of things, topics, and you know, mostly things that I don't really get to talk to anyone else about, or nobody I know really has the same interest as me, or nobody in my household at least has the same interest as me. So it's a nice outlet to get what I need to say out there. You know, they don't care that I saw the Shazam trailer from Comic-Con, or the new set photos from Game of Thrones, or that it wrapped, or, you know, I need people who care about things like that, and that's Renee. So Renee's gonna come on the podcast. And we're going to start doing, I think for now, we're going to do weekly, at least an episode a week. So, we'll start recording this next coming week. We want to see what we can do, if it's even going to end up being worth it, or am I going to just keep ranting? You know, like, and then, no, I really hope not. There's a lot of things happening. Movies are always coming out, new trailers to games, like, you know, this is things I want to talk about. The Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer or official gameplay trailer came out yesterday, and guess what? I haven't talked about it yet. I haven't talked about it with anybody yet. So I'm hoping to, like, really get more things like that out there. And even talk about old things. One thing I like that I've noticed a lot of people kind of doing, maybe I shouldn't piggyback off what other people are doing, but I really like the idea of movie rewatches, because there's movies that, not that there wasn't fandoms for them, because obviously there is fandoms for them, but it was more like, it wasn't the same way they are now, the way they're releasing the comic book movies. Like, the Lord of the Rings movies didn't have the same kind of people combing through every scene and things like that. And even as far as things like The Dark Knight, like, they had obviously people watching them and, like, getting clips off every little screen or everything, frame by frame, there we go. But it still wasn't the same as how it is now. So it's fun to go back and rewatch those things, find Easter eggs, and, you know, and it's something that I think maybe we can possibly do. Maybe you guys can suggest, like, a film series. I know I'm listening to one right now for the Harry Potter series, so they're doing a complete Harry Potter rewatch. I mentioned the Lord of the Rings, but my friend Renee doesn't like Lord of the Rings. Hate. Leave all the hate for him. He doesn't like Lord of the Rings. And then, what else could we rewatch? I mean, mostly anything. The Marvel films are fairly recent. Maybe some of the older ones. But I don't know. Well, you know, we'll see where it goes. If it goes, we need to really put some steam behind this. I want to eventually get, you know, a real place where we can set up, like, a little studio, so we can eventually start filming our podcasts as well, and uploading it to YouTube. That way it's not just on podcast, on Anchor and on iTunes and stuff. So that's pretty much all the update I kind of had. I don't know if maybe this will be, like, a final episode deal, or I might upload the first couple of episodes of the new podcast on here. That way I can just gauge what's going on with it. I don't know if anybody has any advice. If any of you guys podcast, I would love to hear maybe tips on what or how I can improve, or how you choose and narrow down content, because there's just so much that I want to put into this. There's just, it's a lot, and like I said, it just needs to be a quality product, you know. It's frustrating to try to get into a podcast or something on a topic that you like, or I don't know, and it's just boring or uninteresting, or yeah, and that's probably me right now. That's why I'm trying to quit the whole Zelda rants thing. I don't need to be ranting. I need to do what I really love. And literally, when I do these rants, I don't even talk about anything. I sit in my car, I smoke my weed, and I talk. So, let me see. Today's Friday evening. And can't say I've done much. I played The Sims all day. To be fair, I've been playing The Sims all day, every day for about the past month. And I think it's funny because The Sims is one of those games where you play it, like, you get it, you play it heavily for, you know, a month, and then you get off of it one day and you just never go back to it. You forget it's there. 6 months later, you're like, that's right, you know, I had that Sims game. So that's kind of what happened to me. And the main reason I really wanted to get on is because I've never been a really big fan of custom content. I can't stand random glitches and things not working properly on the game, so I mostly run base game. And of course, like, expansion packs and shit like that. So, I started downloading custom content, and now there is literally no going back. Like, I don't know how I could ever do without custom furniture, without custom hair. What else can you can add everything from custom traits to change the way the job systems work. My Sims can now work from anywhere from Dairy Queen to Forever 21. What else can you do? There's like actual mods that aren't just custom content. They have like game mods where you can basically do anything. They have everything from sex mods to prostitution mods, drug mods. They also have regular mods. They have private school mods. They have a lot of really fun things that just change your gameplay completely. I am currently playing a game of The Sims that is like nothing, no other saved game I have on there. And it all started with not wanting that little clay hair. You know the one. If you play The Sims, you know the clay hair off The Sims. It literally looks like Lego hair. No strands or anything. Just like you popped it on their head. And the people who make the custom content hair, like, a lot of times try to emulate celebrities. So you have a lot of really nice hair on there. I think I have a long wavy hair with bangs. And it's like a Cardi B ripoff. I have one with two big little poofy, like, ponytails, I guess, and it's an Ariana Grande ripoff. So the hairs are really nice. They're actual strands. You can see the strands. So that's always fun. It's just fun to add things to your game that aren't from EA. Although I feel like a bad simmer because I'm a really big fan of the Sims game. I don't have Seasons, and Seasons is the newest expansion pack that came out and literally looks like the one that changes the gameplay the most right now. Like, it adds a calendar, it starts adding, it adds holidays, it adds obviously seasons. You can choose what season you started and then just progress from there. Just a lot of cool stuff. Your Sims can actually be cold outside, or if it's too hot, they can be too hot. I don't know. Like, that one actually seems like a really fun game, like expansion pack. They have the expansion packs, they have the game packs, and they have the stuff packs. Jeez. I remember playing Sims 1 where I literally made a box, just one big giant square as my house. Like, I didn't even make rooms. I don't even know what I was thinking. Now that I think back to it, I'm like, houses don't even look like this. I lived in a house. Like, what the hell was I thinking when I made it? So I literally made a big square room. Like, I think I bought like a lot, and then instead of like having landscaping and stuff outside, I made the lot the entire house. So it was a big square with just a regular pointed roof. And I remember painting the walls inside like a blood red that just like melded into the like a black color at the bottom. It was so ridiculous. The toilet was in the same room as the kitchen because there was no segmented walls or... Oh, my Sims 1 was a mess. I think I remember that first day that I finally built the house, and I was so proud of it. I was like, yes, I had the fish tank and everything. I was like, this is my place. I went to go cook something, and there was like a fire immediately. And yeah, that was my first, no, I'm not going to say my first Sim experience, because my first Sim experience was with Sim City, and I was in the sixth grade. I was 12 years old. So that was my first The Sims 1, like, experience. That was after my parents had bought it for me, and I've been obsessed ever since. Now we're up to Sims 4, and it is glorious. I am so happy that Maxis took over it again, although I do still miss the fact that Sims 3 had no loading screens. You were literally able to just freely go about the town. That was always fun. Loading screens are the devil. I literally sometimes will whip out my phone and start playing another game during a loading screen. Like, what is wrong with me? Right now on my phone, I have stopped playing Hogwarts Mystery. I have stopped playing The Simpsons after almost 6 years. I don't know. That game is kind of like too demanding. It requires so much of me. I have also stopped... what else was I playing? I don't remember what else I was playing. But I know that right now I downloaded by this game was suggested to me. Playing Rayman Adventures, and it's kind of bomb. I like it. It gives me like a little Big Planet feels. It's fun. It's entertaining. I get stuck playing on it for a good while. As for PlayStation games, I'm not playing anything, honestly. Waiting for all the new things to come out, like I said. Fallout 76 for sure, because I'm just a big Fallout nerd. I'm telling you, like, they could literally release shit and I'd still buy it if it was like Fallout shit. That one, Red Dead, the second one. I would be looking forward to Super Smash Bros, but I don't even have a system to play it. What else? I don't know. The trailer for Rage 2 looked kind of cool. Never played Rage 1. So maybe I'm wrong if you guys know anything about that. But the trailer for Rage 2 looked pretty cool when I saw it. I didn't see a lot of people hyping it. Maybe the first one sucked. Maybe the gameplay on this one looks like it's going to suck. I don't know. But I was feeling it. I'll tell you that. I'm not really a big video game nerd. I like to play video games, but I'm not like really obsessive, or, you know, I'm not that person who you tell them, oh, that song was on Guitar Hero, and they're like, that was on Guitar Hero 6, and I'm like, God, get over yourself. It was still in Guitar Hero. But I guess maybe in a sense I'd be the same way if somebody's like, oh, that's the power armor from Fallout. No, it's not. That's the power armor from Fallout 4. Like, I don't know. You see, I just talk too much. This is my thing. I talk about things that are random. I don't organize my thoughts. And I am currently sitting in what feels like a sauna. Texas heat is no joke. So, yeah, I really just wanted to inform you, or inform everyone who might even listen or come across this podcast, that it is going to go under major overhaul. And it almost kind of has been since the very first episode of me trying to find what I'm going to do with it. And even if my friend Renee backs out or we're not able to really get together or anything, I want to find somebody to come on here with me, help me stay on track, someone who, you know, same interests, and someone I can vibe with as well. And we'll take it from there. I want more out of this. I'm telling you, one day.